From Story Flow Daily, Frank Finance Brief, Mike Green's Passive Flow Warning, 13F Season Seductions, and the Three Generation Household Play. Welcome to Story Flow Daily Finance. I'm Frank. The structural worry worth absorbing this week. Per Adam Taggart's Thoughtful Money interview with Mike Green, the thesis that net positive passive capital flows have been the dominant explanation for post-GFC equity returns is now showing early signs of weakening. Green has been making this empirical argument for years, that we've been measuring price or earnings expansion when we should be measuring marginal flow into target date funds and 401k auto enrollments. His updated read, those flows are decelerating, and if they turn negative, the mechanical equation that has kept large cap multiples elevated reverses with them. The interview is worth a full listen if you allocate capital for a living. Demographics drive this. The boomer drawdown phase is finally arriving at scale. 13F season caveats from Uncle Stock Notes, Mandarin Original Summary. The quarterly institutional disclosures hit the wire and the same headlines run. Buffett bought X. Bridgewater added Y. Tiger cut Z. Worth memorizing the framing, the piece insists on. 13F is a useful research lead, not a trade signal. The reporting window has a 45-day lag. Holdings reflect quarter-end positions that may already be exited, and 13Fs cover long equity exposure only. No shorts, no derivatives, no PE. Treat 13F screens as starting questions, never as confirming answers. Bloomberg. This weekend's Saturday slate is worth your podcast cue. Hosts David Gura, Christina Ruffini, and Lisa Mateo with Sumaya Keynes, How to Win a Trade War, Luke Broadwater from NYT, NY Rep Mike Lawler, and The Atlantic's Missy Ryan on national security. The Iran war supply chain angle from Keynes is the most directly investable thread. The rest is policy context. For demographic-driven housing demand, Business Insider has a quietly excellent piece on a Liberian immigrant family whose multi-generational household across three generations under one roof is becoming the new American template. The macro investing implication. Build to rent, larger single-family floor plans, 5-plus bedrooms, and accessory dwelling unit conversions all benefit from this trend. If you're underwriting residential development, the unit mix conversation is changing. And from Business Insider's Best College in Every State ranking, Princeton, MIT, Harvard top the 2026 list. Useful if you advise endowment-style allocators on long-tail education credentialing trends. The persistent premium for the top three is now wider than it's been in a decade. That's your story, Flow Daily Finance. Sources in the notes. Frank out.